Hello everyone, it's Graham speaking. Nice to be here with you guys in Tuesday night, and I have my sweet Marietta with us tonight.
Well, how time flies. Suddenly it's the last program of this season, so don't miss it.
You're right, Marietta. I just can't believe it. Welcome back to Exoticism. Oh yeah, as usual, we got two exotic songs for the audience. The first goes to Semplicemente by Zero Assoluto. Yes, it's an Italian song.
Semplicemente is a pop song by Italian duo Zero Assoluto, released in 2005. The song was added to the group's second studio album, A Piano Primer di Patil.
Semplicemente speaks about a regret for a love that could never be. The single became commercial and broadcast success, reaching number 3 in Italy. Let's enjoy it.
Ora che mi sento bene, spengo la luce. Spero di riuscire a dimostrare che così va bene. Ora che ci penso, mi perdo in quell'attimo dove dicevo che tutto era fantastico. Mi sembra ieri. E ora che è successo, fa lo stesso. Se non ti cerco non vuol dire che mi hai perso. Già sto sognando, ma adesso. Buonanotte a te, buonanotte a me. Che ancora non ho incontrato. Buonanotte pure a lei. Lei, te, dove sei? Anche oggi che ti ho cercata. Buonanotte a te, buonanotte a me. Buonanotte a chi ancora non ho incontrato. Buonanotte pure a lei. Anche oggi che ti vorrei semplicemente. Semplicemente.
His voice gives feelings of sexy. My heart has melted even. It's a really classic Italian song.
Okay, move on. The next is Ti Amo by Alberto Tozzi. Alberto Tozzi is an Italian pop and rock singer and a composer.
Ti Amo is recorded by Italian singers Vittorio Tozzi from the album E Maria Ti Amo. It achieved success at the time, becoming a hit in many European countries, including Sweden and Switzerland, where it topped charts.
It is absolutely amazing. I can tell how successful the song is. So let's listen to it right now.
In aria ti amo. Se viene testa vuol dire che basta. Lasciamoci, ti amo. Io solo ti amo. In fondo un uomo che non ha freddo nel cuore nel letto. Comando io ma tremo davanti al tuo seno, ti odio e ti amo, è una farfalla che muore sbattendo le ali, l'amore che a letto si fa, prendimi l'altra metà, oggi ritorno da lei, primo maggio, su coraggio io.
Hope you like the songs we brought to you.
The next season, the same time, I'll be here and waiting for you.
It's time to say goodbye. Hope you have a great night.
Bye.
È un po' di là, volo. Fammi abbracciare una donna che spira cantando e poi fatti un po' prendere in giro.
Hey you guys, this is Michael. Wondering what's new and special on the internet these days? Come and look for what you want in this week's Intellywood.
Hello guys, I'm Karen. And here comes our partner, Katniss.
Hey, this is Katniss. It's a little bit sad for me to say that this is our last program of this semester. So let's play something special today.
What about adapting traditional music into a modern type? Giving Beethoven or Mozart's music a kind of feeling of rock and roll. Do you guys ever thought of these possibilities?
OMG, that sounds so cool. I can't imagine the spark when two forms of music crash together. It's like the world magic.
Okay, let me recommend a single named Beethoven Virus, played by Bulgaria violinist Diana Bocheva. This song is adapted from Beethoven's Grande Sonate Pathetic, adding a great sense of rhythm and dynamic feeling instead of sorrowful and dull sonata.
Give yourself a new perspective for music and emerge into the music, guys. Here we go.
Maybe Beethoven himself will get virus after listening to this incredible adapted version. Katniss, you give me some inspirations on this topic. I remember one song called Longing for a Home, played by an American all-female supergroup. They are famous for their flutes, harp, and tin whistle in this music.
They are quite amazing. I accidentally know the group took its name from a traditional Irish dance called Cherish the Ladies. Just play it.
Love absolute music, and this is the last episode of our program. Hope we could meet each other next semester.
Well, I really love the time we spent together, and telling the truth, I always, like, most of the time I show you guys the ugly face, and you know, I only show this face to the friends who I love to play with, you know, so I really appreciate this time with you guys together, and I hope you guys have a better life in next semester.
Yeah,
I got acquainted with new friends and received quite fresh ideas from music. Although I regret to mention, but thank you all for the company for two semesters. Hope you guys keep listening to more incredible songs in the next semester. See you next semester. Bye.
Bye.
We'll talk about the most hated topics. I'm Katniss.
Want to have a chat? Come on and join us now.
This is Haley here on the air, and today we have Zoe here with us too.
Welcome back to Hot Minute, guys. I'm Zoe. The most astonishing news I heard is that Beckham's eldest son, Brooklyn, is dating Rita Ora, and Rita's 8 years older than him.
Rita Ora? That I will never let you down, Rita Ora. It's really surprising.
Well, though he's so young and possibly playful and not so reliable, I do hope this relationship turned out to be a nice one. Because I like Rita Ora's son, she's a talented singer.
Yeah, really. I just couldn't help but sharing a song from her. The one made me a loyal fan of her. I will never let you down. For you guys, hope you like it.
Here we go.
Modern Family is sticking around for at least two more seasons. The network on Wednesday renewed Modern Family for two seasons, a deal that ensures the series will run at least through season 10 and produce at least 232 episodes. Haley, I remember that Modern Family is your favorite, right? I suppose it's good news for fans.
Absolutely so thrilling! My favorite TV drama, and I'm recommending it all the time to my friends, to the people around me, just like right now to you guys. And I get this news prolonging its shooting, just provide me more time to recommend it.
Oh, right, guys. Haven't you heard that Taylor Swift's former lover, Calvin Harris, is going to work with Katy Perry on a new single?
OMG, is that true? We've talked about these two singers' poor and dangerous relationship. Well, this is not a good sign.
It feels strange. Well, I guess Taylor's ready to write a new song about CH. How dare you work with Katy Perry?
Since the incident over the copyright of This Is What You Came For got both of these ex-lovers on fire, they've almost became enemies.
Now, it's definitely they became enemies, but how strange that I didn't feel a little bit happy hoping to hear Taylor's new songs.
Well, that's interesting. And anything else new?
What about Chrissy Teigen? Have you heard of her? She's the wife of John Legend, a mixed-blooded top model. Her words are always incredibly frank. She recently told the press that almost all of her face is fake, and she did a lot of plastic surgery in the clinics on her nose, her forehead, her lips, etc.
What a blunt girl. I like her frankness.
Yeah, sometimes admitting the fact can be very hard, and at least she's got the braveness in her. Time is limited, and so quickly we reach the end of today's Hot Minute.
Maybe some lyrical songs later can cool you down.
Goodbye, guys, and I'm looking forward to the next meeting with you.
Bye-bye.
Hello, boys and girls. This is TGIT. We will introduce quality music to you. I'm Sybil.
And your old friend, Sherry. Back to the TGIT. So nice to be back again. By the way, there is a new member here today. Welcome, my incredible Crest. Wow.
Hi, everyone. I'm Crest. Yeah, the toothpaste.
I'm so excited that Imagine Dragon has released a new song recently called Whatever It Takes. I have been waiting for his new song for a long time. Still remember last year when I missed their concert in Shanghai because of the college entrance examination.
Don't worry, there are still many chances left. Let's enjoy the song right now.
Always hanging on to the visual. I wanna be invisible. Looking at my ears like I'm out of dumb. Everybody needs to be a part of them. Never be enough from the prodigal son. I was born to run, I was born for this. Whip, run me like a racehorse. Pull me like a ripcord. Break me down and build me up.
My turn to announce the next song, Redefined. When you're down or sad, you can take on your earphone. All your worries will be swept away. Have you heard of this song, Sherry?
Yes, really a lovely song. I really enjoy the electronic bits. It makes me want to dance.
Such a wonderful song! At the end of this week's TGIT, I'd like to recommend you the last one called Go Off. I still remember the piece of lyrics, "We won't slow down, ain't no breaks." I hope you can bear the spirit of the heroes in the movie in your mind and never give up in your life.
We don't slow down, ain't no breaks. I'ma go off. I'ma ride tonight. It don't matter what we face. I'ma go off.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
When you pass me, ride for the game, book us on the G. Helicopter hovering is high speed. Chase, drive, straight. I'ma race to the cake. Flame on it, don't change.
My name, 'cause you knew that I knew that I knew that I'd call you up. You've been going around every party in LA, 'cause you knew that I knew that I knew that I'd be at one. Oh, I know that dress is karma.
Hi everyone, welcome back to this week's Top 5, and
here is our last edition of Top 5 this week.
But we are still going to bring you guys all good music. So, Prima, what's the first song we are going to recommend?
First song we're going to listen to is Charlie Puth's Attention. That is not a very latest song, but his voice could always get him to the top of the chart. You know that his pitch perfection.
Well, I admit that.
You're just making sure I'm never getting over you. Oh. You run around, run around, run around, throwing that dirt all on my name. Cause you knew that I knew that I knew that I'd call you up. Baby, now that we're, now that we're, now that we're right here standing face to face, you already know, already know, already know that you won.
And the second song we are going to bring you is No Vacancy by One Republic. It's their new single published weeks before, and you know that their works are always subtle and amazing. This new single soon got the top 20 of almost all the charts.
Actually, I think the top 20 is not enough. They deserve top 3 of all. One Republic got that hit.
Well, no more words, just enjoy it.
I used to leave the door unlocked and leave the lights on. I used to stay awake just counting hours on the phone. I had so many empty rooms inside the shadows. Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm done with sharing space with people that I don't know. Trading pieces of my heart to let the shadows.
Is from another awesome band, which is a little rocky, and their music is soft but also strong. Here's The Thunder by Imagine Dragons.
Whoa, Imagine Dragons, I love them a lot. Their sexy voice attracts me every time I listen to them, and Thunder is really a masterpiece that they not only continue their rock style but also mix electronic beats and tones with the classic guitar together. That's absolutely charming.
I'd agree, and this song makes a big hit too.
I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number, I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder, 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 thunder,
thunder, thunder, thunder.
Thunder, feel the thunder. Lightning and the thunder. Thunder, feel the thunder. Lightning and the thunder.
The following song is The Painter by Elsa Kopf, a sweet elf-like French singer. No matter how chaotic the outside world is, she could always calm the listeners down and give them comfort. That is why some of her friends compare her music to a port of the sea, which is the only safe place for sailors and ships.
I heard that she is going to hold a concert in Beijing this month. Is that true?
Yeah, and it's 25 this month. Are you guys going to meet her?
I've already bought the ticket, and I can't wait to listen to her live.
It can forget the face of spring, the taste of bread. The love in my eyes, the love in my ears, the love on my skin, dripping like tears. Love made you cry, love made you sin.
It's finally the time for the last and the most important song. You guys know who gets the top one this week, right?
Nah, but I guess it should not be only one person. They may sing together or they may be a band somehow.
Bingo. And it's Selena Gomez and Kygos. It aren't me who got to top. To be honest, the lyrics of this single is simple enough that I guess I could sing it too. But the lyrics is also so great that it expresses the feelings that a girl who just experienced the breakup with her favorite boy.
What a sad feeling. Well, but it doesn't influence that it's a pretty good work. And just let us get drawn into it. How time flies, and we're going to say goodbye to you again.
Thank you all for staying with us and being our best friends.
Sakana is always here with you.
Bye.
Bye. 一个人的时候，听荔枝 FM。